her parents. And, you know, I was never one of those guys who really looked forward a long time to being a father. I always figured I would have kids, you know, because I always imagined me later having grown-up kids. But I never imagined the process of having them as babies or kids. So I had a lot of apprehension going into that time. Anyway, but since then, it's just such a joy to see how she grows and to see how she starts getting things, you know, and interacts with us. It's, you know, it really just warms my heart, to be honest with you. But hopefully you can sympathize with me that sometimes it's hard to give thanks for the blessings in our lives. And I feel, on another level, beyond just, you know, having to try to deal through, like, difficult times and through whatever suffering and tragedy we might be enduring, that it's really hard to give thanks to God. But in another way, it's hard to give thanks to God for who He is. You know, it's easy to give thanks to God for the blessings He's given us, the things that He's given us. But sometimes it's hard to appreciate God for who He is. Because a lot of the way we experience God seems to be indirect, you know. Well, he's provided this house for us to live, this food for us to eat, this family for me to have, that kind of stuff. But it's sometimes hard just to appreciate God and for what His heart is like. So today, I'm just going to read a few verses in the Bible, and we're going to talk about what God's heart is like. And hopefully, as a result, you're going to be able to give thanks to God a little bit more for who He is. So you can turn with me to James chapter 1. It's a familiar verse. These should be familiar verses, probably. Verses 17 through 18. It's on page 854 in your seat Bible, if that helps. All right, let me read. James 1, verses 17 through 18. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all He created. All right, so this is a familiar verse, and you know, the main idea here is very simple, right? God, every good and perfect gift comes from God. You know, when we make our Thanksgiving list of all that we're grateful for, it's usually pretty much the same, right? I just mentioned them. You know, we're thankful to God for whatever He's provided for us, for the bare essentials, you know, for having a place to live and food to eat and for family and friends. Pretty much we pulled everybody, you know, we'd get those things on the list. But when you start thinking about those blessings, they really point to what God's heart is like. All right, let's just throw out food there. You know, it's not like we walk around with these IV packs that just give us the nutrients we need to live. I mean, eating food for us is like this experience, right? I mean, we love eating food, sometimes too much, to the point that it makes us unhealthy. But, you know, the experience of, like, tasting the different tastes that are out there is phenomenal. It's like one of the things that, you know, I look forward to during the day. You know, if I have, like, a cavity or something and, you know, my mouth needs to get drilled or whatever, and afterwards it's just depressing because it's not fun to eat. But eating's not just this thing that we do to survive, it's this thing that we enjoy. And I think that points back to the mind of God, that He created it to be this way. All the tastes that you can imagine, He created. All those things that you enjoy, yeah, they come from His mind, from His heart, because He loves to give things to people. He loves people to enjoy life. Okay, so food's a basic one, but we go to something deeper, you know, to family and friendships. You know, relationships are really the things that make our lives special. They give them meaning. You know, without relationships, we often wind up depressed, and you know we feel all alone. Of course, we have those relationships. We really want those connections with people. But that again, that originated in the mind of God. He made it to be like that. You know, you have those like one-celled organisms that you know reproduce in very impersonal ways, and you know, they just split apart, and then there are two. And you're like, oh, okay, there are two of them now. Human beings aren't like that. You know, I'm not going to give you a sex talk, but we know that human beings reproduce through relationship, really. You know, in the ideal sense, you know, it's love that makes the children. Tina's laughing. I told you I'm not going to give you a sex talk, but, you know, it's looking beyond that, you know, God wanted us to have this relationship, this network. So when we're born, we have parents. Now, this is in the ideal sense. I know it doesn't always work this way. But this is the way that God wants it to be. You know, there are parents who care for the children. There are our siblings, possibly. There are our aunts and uncles and grandparents and this whole group of people who are supposed to care for you and love you and fill your lives with good things. I don't just mean like good material things, but the things that really make our lives meaningful. God has made that way, so it's already like that. And as we grow, we form friendships. And, you know, a lot of people are able to find, you know, they would consider a soulmate or someone they want to share the rest of their lives with. But whether we're single or married, we go through life with all these different relationships. And that comes straight from God. He wanted to be that way. He wanted us to have the joy of loving other people and being loved. That points to the generosity of God. That's what I want you to see today, how generous God is. Because God could just say, hey, you guys, look at how great I am. I'm so special. You should just find joy in me. God could do that, and it would be right and fair for him to do that. You don't need this food. You don't need, you know, these other friends or other relationships in your life. You just need me. And to an extent, that's true, and that's what we would say in church. But no, God has not made it just that way. He wants us to find joy and to experience that kind of joy throughout all of our lives. To have those relationships, to have those experiences. He's made it that way. That's his generosity. So when you think about those blessings, I want you to think about his generosity. And not only has he given us all those different things to enjoy, he has gone way beyond that. Because we have, you know, we're like those spoiled kids who, you know, the parent brings home some present and they're like, oh, you just got me this, I wanted that. And they like, you know, throw it down. We so often like turn our nose up to God. You know, we don't always accept what he's given us. We reject it. We want to make our own lives. So we go our own way. And we're basically telling God, no, we don't need you. We don't need you in our lives. And yet, even despite our selfishness, our childishness, our brattiness, whatever you want to call it, God's generosity will not be stopped by that. Because he pursues us and he loves us to the extent that he sent his son to die for our sins, to bring us to him, so that we could enjoy all those blessings, all those experiences in him. It's the missing part of the equation that for a lot of people. You know, they have the friendships, they have the family, they have all those, you know, material things, a place to live and food to eat and all that kind of stuff, and they're still not finding joy in life, finding contentment, because they don't have God. But God, you know, even despite our selfishness, has drawn us to him so that we could have the fullness of those blessings and experience the fullness of that joy. That is the heart of God. His generosity cannot be stopped. He just loves to bless people. Even when we turn our nose up at him, even when we go our own way. So this year, when you're enjoying those things, you know, when you're sitting down for Thanksgiving dinner, I'm actually not a big Thanksgiving dinner person. I don't really like the food as much on Thanksgiving, but wherever you're sitting down next and really enjoying a good meal, I want you to think about the God who created your ability to taste those different things, because that points to him. And when you're enjoying friends and family, your children or your spouse, you're enjoying those relationships and you're enjoying the intimacy and warmth of being known and knowing other people, think about the God who created it. And remember what his heart is like. And when you remember how your sins and my sins, our sin, they tend to pile up to the point where we can't even see God. And you remember that even despite those sins, he has pulled you into relationship with himself. Think about his generous heart and how much he loves you. His generosity will not be stopped. And one day, we will live forever with him. That's his promise for those who believe. We'll experience joy and blessing way beyond what we've experienced here. So we've only seen the tip of the iceberg as far as his generosity goes. Someday we'll see it all. But as you start seeing those pieces and little fractions here and there, give thanks to God for who he is. He made life that way. It was his design, his heart, and his intention. Let's pray and give thanks to God. God, you are a great and awesome God. You are generous and full of love and mercy. They know no bounds, Lord. So we give thanks to you for who you are. For all those things you've given us, Lord, we look and see beyond them, Lord, and see you. And we thank you for that, Lord. So help us to put our trust in you today. Amen. So now is the offering time. I think Tori explained it to you a little bit, that it's a little different this week.
Thanks for God's blessings in your life. And I just want you to be thinking about it. Those of you who care to, it's not something that's obligatory. But there are so many things for which to be thankful. There are things, as Steve mentioned, and there is just the reality of who God is. And all of those are foundational for our worship and our praise together this morning. I'm almost ashamed to admit this, but about 20 years ago, I tried to memorize the book of Philippians. And the reason I say I'm almost ashamed to admit it is because I've forgotten more of the book than I still have in my memory 20 years later. But it was a very worthwhile endeavor, because in the effort to memorize the book, there are certain verses that have just kind of continued to rattle around in my brain and come to my mind every now and then as I think about just think about life, and certainly when I think about the book of Philippians. One of the verses that rattles around and comes to my mind frequently is verse 3 of Philippians chapter 1. It's a very simple verse, but it's one that's very appropriate for today. And the Apostle Paul simply says, "I thank my God every time I remember you." Now, if you've read the book of Philippians, if you've thought about the book of Philippians, you realize that this was a book that Paul wrote to people who were very special to him. So it's not surprising that he begins his book with that salutation. "I thank my God every time I remember you." This was a group of people who we really, to my knowledge, only know two names: Euodia and Syntyche in chapter 4. They're two women who were squabbling in the church. They're not really known for a good thing. But that's about all we know about them, is these two women. We don't know anybody else in the church as I read through the book. But these relatively unknown people were very special to the Apostle Paul. In fact, Paul realized that if it weren't for the Philippians, his ministry really wouldn't have amounted to a whole lot. Because they were people who, when he was in need, when there weren't people to support him, they were there to stand with him and to support him. At the end of the book, in chapter 4, Paul writes to them, "In the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only." So out of all the churches that Paul had been in and shared with and talked to and prayed with, it was just this group of people, the Philippians, who had stood up for him, had sent him money to make sure that his ministry could go on. And so, thinking about these people and the difference that they made in his life and his ministry, Paul says, "I thank my God every time I remember you." I think in our lives, if we stop for long enough to think about it, there are those people who have made that kind of difference for us. You know, those people who, when you were frustrated and discouraged, called you up and spent some time talking on the phone, kind of talking you off the ledge. When you were maybe kind of wandering away from God, they took you aside and said, "Look, there's some great things happening, and we want you to be part of it. We want God to be part of your life." And they cared enough to love you back into fellowship with God. All of us, as you stop to think, there are people, family, church family, friends, teachers, those people that when they come to mind, this kind of brings a smile to your face and warm thoughts to your heart. I thank my God every time I remember you. My life has been filled with people like that. Some of them are as near as my family. You've been here for very long. You've probably heard Sue talk about her parents. They gave us a legacy as a family of people who prayed and taught us how to pray. Sue has reported that as she was growing up, she would walk past her mom and dad's bedroom in the morning, and she'd hear them praying. And she knew that among the prayers, they were praying for her. A couple weeks ago, I was up in Massachusetts and spent the weekend with my parents. And my mom and my dad, at separate occasions, said to me, "You know, son, we pray for you and for Carrie and for Carl and for Sue every day. And we pray for your church as well." I thank my God every time I remember that. When Sue and I, well, again, some of you know that back in October, Sue and I celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary, and we went back to Denver, which is where we met and were married. And when we met at the Emmanuel Baptist Church in Denver. I was associate pastor of that church. I think it was my first Sunday at Emmanuel Baptist that Sue visited for the first time. And that's how our relationship began. The pastor of that church was a man by the name of Harry. He and his wife Carol were special in our lives. The Shields, Harry and Carol Shields. There were times in our relationship when it was rather tumultuous. We were together and excited, and then I got cold feet and we almost didn't make it to the altar. But Harry, I remember at one point, went over and actually met with Sue and encouraged her when I was being a particularly lousy boyfriend. And he would walk that fine line between encouraging me in a direction that only I could decide and realizing that Sue was a great girl. When we were married, Harry was the best man at our wedding. And after we got married, Sue had a blood clot. It was a life-threatening thing. She ended up in the emergency room. And we were in the hospital. It didn't seem like we were in the hospital more than a few minutes. And we hadn't had time to tell anybody we were going to the hospital. And the phone rang. And it was Harry. And somehow he'd found out we were there, and he's just calling to find out what was going on. When we were back in Denver in October, Sue and I drove past Harry and Carol's house. They've moved away 25 years ago or so. But we just had to remember the impact on their lives on ours. I thank God every time I remember Harry Shields. And when I was growing up, I had a friend. My best friend was Randy Durbin. And Randy had parents that, because he was my best friend, they became kind of my surrogate parents. Whenever I would go over to his house, we'd spend the night together. His dad, who was an engineer at Texas Instruments, taught us how to build a treehouse and go-karts. And his mom made the best sweet tea and was a great Southern cook and flavored everything with love. And Margaret and Roy, Randy's parents, became very special to me. When I moved away from Dallas to Denver, I really lost track of them to some degree. We'd get cards from them at Christmas time. But that was about the extent of our connection with Margaret and Roy Durbin. We left Denver, and I became pastor of a small church in River Falls, Wisconsin. And in the early days of that church, it was a struggle for the church. There was one particular point in time before Carrie and Carl were born when the church went through particularly tough financial stretch. And because we had no children, we volunteered to take a significant cut in pay to help the church make ends meet. And it was incredibly discouraging to me to have to do that. I mean, not only it meant Sue had to get another job to help make ends meet so we could survive, but I also just kind of felt like a failure because the church was doing so poorly. It seemed like it was within a week or two after we made this decision, after the cut in pay, I got a letter in the mail from Margaret Durbin. Remember, I hadn't heard from them except at Christmas time for years, and had a little note said, I just felt led of the Lord to send this to you. It was a check for $1,000. Never before, never since, did we ever get a check from Margaret and Roy. But God put it on their heart to give at a time that so convinced me that God was in what we were doing. I thank my God every time I remember that gift and every time I remember Margaret and Roy. In each of our lives, there are those people. There may be people seated around you. They may be people from your past. But all of us have those people that give us cause to thank God. And this morning, I want you to do that. I'd like you to just find a space on your bulletin if you need to, and just fill in that blank. I thank my God every time I remember, and put in a name. Just really do that right now. If you have a pencil from one of the chairs in front of you, if you don't, maybe you don't need to write it down, but I'd encourage you to. Just think of somebody. I thank my God every time I remember, and fill in a name. And then do it again. I thank my God every time I remember, and think of someone else. And I'd like you to come up with at least two, maybe three people who come to your mind when you think of that statement. Just write down their names on a piece of paper. And now that you've got their names written down, just right where you are, I'd like you to thank God for them. Silently, it's not a public thing, but just enjoy the moment of thinking how they have enriched your life and why they're so special to you. Just bow with me for a moment. Let's do that silently together. Father, I just want to thank you. I thank you for Sue's mom, who's still alive and praying for us every day. Thank you for my mom and my dad, and their love and their prayers for us, for our family. Lord, I thank you for Harry Shields and for a pastor who took a risk on a young fledgling seminary student and enriched my life. Thank you for Margaret and Roy, for the impact that they had on my life. Lord, each of us is enriched immensely because of people. People you have brought into our lives, and we give you thanks for the names that we have written down on our bulletins. Lord, we are grateful for them. But as Steve reminded us, we are grateful for you, the giver of every good and perfect gift. So we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to encourage you to do one more thing. I didn't warn you about this, but if you didn't already use up this little piece of paper, I'd encourage you to, there's a little piece of stationery that we put together, and I'd encourage you to identify one of those people that you wrote down. And don't make this a long deal, but just encourage them that as you were thinking about them, you thank God for something. Just write down a few sentences and then stick this in the mail today. Before the day's out, just stick it in an envelope and stick it in the mail to the person that you thank God for. I know it'll be an encouragement for them, as thinking about them has been an encouragement to you. God has blessed us. In the midst of scarcity, there are so many blessings, and probably among the greatest blessings outside of salvation itself are the people that God has brought into our lives. And it gives us reason to thank Him and praise Him. I would invite you, if you've got your bulletin insert that has, we've got so many inserts today, this salmon-colored one, this orangish one, we're going to read the Psalm 100 responsibly. You can stay seated as we do this. But we're trying to give you all kinds of different ways, through song, through reading, through prayer, to let God know how thankful you are. So if you'll follow along and read your part, I'll read mine. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. Having had opportunity to reflect upon the greatness and goodness of God and to think about some of His gifts to us, it's been part of our tradition in this service to allow people in the church to share what they're thankful for. And often we encourage you to share people you're thankful for. This morning, as we end the service, we just want you to share one or two things. You've got to keep it short so we get give people an opportunity to share. But it may be a person you're thankful for, it may be something God has done in your life, but it's an opportunity to give testimony to God's goodness. So we have the microphones up here because it's hard to hear. So we'll ask you just to come up and we need a few people who are brave souls who'll come first and share. And if anybody gets too long-winded, I'll just kind of put my arm on your shoulder and encourage you to be done. Okay?
For me, 2008 has been an awesome year for me. I got married to my wonderful husband, and in the women's ministry, we were challenged to pray more, and I asked everyone in the women's ministry to pray for me for a job that I was looking to get. And with just 1 year experience, somehow I got a job teaching in Westchester. I'm teaching sixth grade English. And I just feel like that was such a blessing from God because I had everybody praying for me and backing me up on that one. So, thank you.
I would like to give thanks to the Lord for waking me up this morning, for my family, my church family, and my fiance Jim, because without the Lord, I wouldn't be here today.
I want to thank all the people that helped me with the senior ministry. My very good friend, Helen, who's been a right hand, Dan, a left hand, and all you who helped me prepare the food and hopefully set up today. But I'm very grateful. It's a lovely ministry, and it's a joy.
Three numbers in my life, 40, 16, 1009. About 40 years ago, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. For that, I am so very thankful that the Lord has come into my heart. 1009, the number of days I've been married to my beautiful wife, Barbara. 16, in the last 16 months, he has added to our family tremendously. We've had four weddings. Four of our six children have been married. And to that, I'm so very grateful.
Hi, good morning. Thank you very much for everybody and for being friendly. I am 1 year now in this church, and I'm a Baptist member in our local church back in the Philippines in the mountainous region. The first time I came here one Sunday, it was Brother Fred is the one who's sharing the gospel. And now today is the Thanksgiving. I remember him. And and thank you also for Pastor Terry and the family for encouraging me and my friends. I am in the program of government for giving me a scholarship program, taking up a master's in nursing education. But I'm giving rendering as a nursing service in Phelps Hospital here in Sleepy Hollow. And right now I am attending classes in the Mercy College at Dove's Ferry. Yes. Oh, I'd like also thank you, Yi and Hao, for being good to me and inviting me whenever there's a Thanksgiving. And hopefully today again. And thank you also for the small group that I am attending every Sunday, the Tom's group and the Rick family, Levin, and Sonny. She went back to Korea. She'd been with us before, and also Steve, we've been praying for his partner, Yolanda. And then thank you that I hope it will be materialized finally. Just invite me if you will have your wedding. Okay, thank you so much for everyone.
Good morning. On behalf of Marie and I, we're very thankful for the many great friends and relationships that we have here at First Baptist. We're really blessed by all the good people that are here and all the good people that we're friends with and all the good food that we eat with all of you when we're together. And one of those families that that Marie and I have really been blessed by is the Kang family. And I'm happy to report that Jen and Dan had their baby this morning. So I have a picture. Unfortunately, it's on my phone, so I can't really share it with everybody. But if you want to see it after the service, there's a happy, healthy baby boy, as is always the case, not named yet. But Jen says that they promised to have a name before they leave the hospital. 7 pounds, 11 ounces. So I said it's a lucky thing. You know, the number 7-11 mean a lot to me. So especially happy on behalf of them today.
Good morning, everybody. I am thankful to God on behalf of my husband and I for our beautiful daughter, Isabella, who is a miracle because we weren't sure we could have babies, so that alone is a miracle. And the fact that even though she has CF, she's doing amazingly well, so we are very, very blessed for her, so we thank God. And as Chris mentioned, we've been so blessed in this church and all the wonderful families and people that we've met, so thank you so much.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Luann Clark. I came to this church when I first moved, you know, in this town. It's a very lovely town. I, you know, met very, you know, lovely people here so far since I've been here. And I was walking, you know, going through my little journeys, and I came across, you know, I walk a lot, so I came across and I said, wow, maybe this is the church for me. So I was just outside, you know, meditate to myself and say, you know, maybe I'll come in and see. And then, you know, that's how I, you know, first started, you know, coming here. So ever since then, you know, I've met very wonderful, you know, people here and the pastor and everybody. And I just, you know, want to say that, you know, I thank everybody for helping me and encouraging me. And I'm a writer and a poet. I wrote some articles for this church during the summertime, and they should be out hopefully by Wednesday. So I need a little bit more encouragement in my writing. I've been writing for a long time, but I need encouragement. Writing is like my second love. So, you know, hopefully everybody will like the articles. And God bless you all and have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks.
I just wanted to say, Dave and I have been blessed so much by this church. And also by our families, but I definitely have always thought of this church as a great family. And as this time of rebirth in our family, I am now in past my first trimester of pregnancy. So I just wanted to say that I want to thank God and this wonderful family for always all the support and all the blessings you've given me. So it's definitely a wonderful year, and many thanks.
How can I stay silent when there's the opportunity to say thanks? I'm thankful for my God who is carrying me through every week. And his love, his tangible love, and his patience with me overwhelms me. I'm not such a patient person, so I'm overwhelmed to see how patient God is with me every day. When Tori said, talked about people to be thankful for, I have to say I'm very thankful for my wife. She is that kind of person that has been a blessing in my life. And it's interesting when I come home after a long trip and it's 3 hours later than expected, and I come home at midnight and she stayed up just to say hello to me. That's how God is working in my life through her. I'm really grateful for that. By the way, it's her 33rd birthday today, so I'm thankful for that. Another person I'm really thankful for, who is so important in my life has been Tori. Tori has so much to do in this church, and still he sends me an SMS when I'm on a business trip to encourage me and to show me his friendship, and I really appreciate that. That's a gift from heaven, I have to say. And then over the last month, I had two other very, very deep experiences. One thing is I look around and I see all the ministries in this church thriving so much. I see the people from the worship ministry putting in so many hours in preparing. And then I come to worship on Sunday and I hear this wonderful music. And I have to say, I'm standing there and I'm saying, thank you, God, for these people who play such a crucial role in my life. Because they lift me up with that nice music, and I really am thankful for that. And also in these other areas of ministry, I see the Sunday school teachers. Nobody sees them. They quietly walk out, sneak out, and my children come back after church and tell me how blessed they are. And I always ask them, so what did you learn today? And they tell me what they have learned. They are so blessed, and I'm thankful for those people who play a role. I'm thankful for Rob, for Rob and Aaron, who have been my partners of crime in Project 930. It's wonderful to see you play such an important role in my life. And then lastly, I want to mention this. Last week, I was traveling again, and obviously some people in church found out that Julie is varying a little bit on my traveling so frequently. So suddenly someone came up and brought food to our home to take care of her and give encouragement. I'm thankful for those people who really, to me, you are the hand of God in my life. Praise God for that.
I want to thank God for two people, particularly. First, my wife and all the support. She's been in a very busy year. And secondly, for the life of my father, who passed in April. He just was such an example to me as a father and as a husband. And I'm just really appreciative of him. And don't say to everybody to appreciate the people in your life while they're there and let them know how much you appreciate them. Last, I wanted to encourage the members of our church to look around you and see the people who are visitors. Tina, who's here from the Philippines, and we have students from the program up at Marymount. And be sure that they have a place to be for Thanksgiving. I spent many months and several months living in overseas, and to have families invite me to their house for a meal was really a blessing when you're very homesick. And even if you're not from this country and you don't have a tradition of practicing Thanksgiving, you know people around you are, and you can feel very left out. So just be sure that people that are here, whether it be from other countries or just new in the community, that they have a place to go. To take the time to make sure that that happens, please.
Sorry, Matt, real quick. Sorry, I hate the last one, I promise, I guess. I just want to, you know, just give my thanks to this church and our family and my parents and my brothers and to my wife, Jenna. But, you know, this has been a really busy year, and, you know, I was blessed with a new job, which was great. And I was also, you know, I thank God for second chances, you know, second and third chances and fourths and fifths and, you know, because I've used up a lot, I'll tell you. And I'm really thankful for the outreach ministry and people that have really invested so much time, and everybody in this congregation that reaches out to people, because those are the people who need second and third and fourth chances. So we give them the opportunity, you know, in this church, and we're such a great family. So I'm very, very thankful to everybody here. Thanks.
I'm going to get the last word in, and then we're going to have the worship team come up, and then we're going to have some announcements. I know Regina is anxious to announce something to you. By the way, one bit of thanks that I should pass along, since there were so many birth announcements. Those of you who met Lillian and Dean Storino, they had a little baby boy, Sean Michael, this weekend, so we're celebrating that as well. We're growing the church in numerous ways, and we're thankful for that. And I wanted to mention two people that God has kind of brought to my mind from our church that I am thankful for. One is Steve Armstrong. I've often thought about thought of Paul's admonition to Timothy, "Let your progress be known to all." And I have seen so much growth in Steve in his years here in our church, from just being just a youth pastor to being a pastor. And it is exciting for me to see that and see God work in and through him, and to encourage me and challenge me through him. And the other leader that I'm very thankful for, and Daniel alluded to this, but not by name, is Grace Song. And Grace... Just yesterday, I was over here, and the worship team was practicing for this service, and we have, as many of you know, the community Thanksgiving service, and then because of Thanksgiving, it's kind of a short week, so Grace is thinking about all these services and asking me questions about all this, and with Christmas coming up, there's so many things that end up on her plate in this, and Kenny, you've been a real blessing on the worship team, too, as one who's prayed for our worship team over the years, I know you guys are answers to my prayers, and we're thankful for you. Let me have a word of prayer with you, and then I'm going to have you stand and invite the worship team up here, and we're going to close with some songs of worship and praise, and then we've got some announcements. So stand, if you would, and we'll sing together.
Maybe as the worship team gets set, I can sneak in the last word, if that's okay. I also, I'm a little late, but better late than never. I would really like to thank God also for our pastors. Thinking about this past year, Tori's been an incredible encouragement. And, you know, we've had to work together on a lot of things, and I feel like he's always been there and really supportive and encouraging. Thank you for your friendship. And to Steve also, who I guess through this I've been working a lot with on worship stuff, and it's awesome to get to know him and how his heart is. And through this glory series that we just went through, I actually have to thank both of them and thank God. I feel like it was such a year of growth, and that brought so much into my life in terms of my walk with God. I'm very thankful for what you guys brought to my life for that. Thank you. So anyway, now let's sing to our great God. He is greater than we can even thank him for.
So you have this little orange sheet of paper. It's nice.